Hi guys, and welcome to episode 4 of my Raw You podcast. I am Holly Barber, your host, personal trainer and nutritionist, and I am so happy that you've chosen to press play today on whatever platform you are using, and you're here with me for this little motivational chat today. I decided to theme today's podcast on motivation and staying motivated and some simple steps that you can do at home to help you in your day-to-day life, hopefully. So as always, I'm going to cut the shit. It's not easy. It's never, ever going to be easy. But what it is worth it. What it is worth it. Yes, that's English. So I just wanted to make this podcast today as we go into a new month, a new moon as well, if you're into that kind of stuff. I'm kind of on the fence with that. What do we think about the moon stuff? I mean, last month it was in like retrograde and something with Cancer, and you know, I did feel a bit funky, I'm not going to lie. And everyone that was coming into the studio, we were like, is this the moon? And I know I have a few clients that are really into that. So I'd be interested to hear what you think about the moon. Anyhow, not what this podcast is about. Holly, stop talking about the moon. Motivation and keeping motivated and just being able to move forward in your life in a positive way, but also in a way where you can actually cut the shit and say that this is a hard process to go through, but once you've done it, it's so worth it. So I know I've spoken about this before, and I don't want to make this podcast all about me, but at the same time, it is kind of just me talking to a microphone. So I always want to use my past experiences and kind of how I've come through things to maybe inspire or help anyone listening out there. So as we know, my life took a whole 180, I'd say, a real shift in my life. And from where I was, say, 10 years ago, I'm a very, very different person. And that didn't happen overnight. I changed, I evolved. I think anyway, did this in a good way. I changed in a good way, and I became a little bit more aware, switched on, and just started utilizing my own brain, my own thoughts, and actually my own goals quite a lot. And don't get me wrong now, I will disclaimer, I do get days where I'm like, oh, I cannot be bothered today, or you know, this is calls for Netflix and pizza day or whatever, and that's also fine. I accept and I let myself have those days of self-care or self-awareness. I'm a little bit hesitant on the word self-care, just because I think it should be just a thing anyway in our lives, and implementing that should be your number one non-negotiable, that you are looking after yourself. Whether that does mean having the face mask, going for a long soak in the bath, watching Netflix, ordering pizza, or that actually means going to therapy and having a really tough session where you pull through some stuff, it's all self-care to me. Whether it's going for a run, whether it's having a nice healthy meal, whether it's whatever it is, something that nourishes you inside and outside and something that makes you feel good should always be your number one priority. Of course, don't indulge too much all the time, but at the same time, you know, allow yourself those days where you can feel like you can have a day off from life, have a day off from pushing forward with your goals, and then you can come back so wonderfully refreshed. And that's quite a hard thing to do when you're as driven as I am now, and I want the best for my clients, for everyone around me, and that has to come from me feeling my best too. So I can't go to the studio or talk to a client online or give information to people if I'm not living that life myself. How can I motivate people if I can't motivate myself? But that's always also a little bit of a dangerous mentality for me, is that I can sometimes be guilty of burning the candle at both ends and thinking, I have to be perfect, I cannot slip, I need to be this person that everybody relies on, everybody needs to take inspiration from me. And the fact is that people relate to me much more when I'm more human, and actually I say, you know what, I need a day off, I need some time. And that's actually quite nicely brought me into my next subject, that I am off on holiday tomorrow. I'm going to Canada for a few weeks. And yeah, I'm really excited to pull back from a lot of the projects that I've been working on, not because I don't like them, like this podcast and my meal planner and the studio and everything else I've got going on at the minute, because sometimes it takes stepping back and realizing that this is a really good thing that I've got going on right now, and I'm really inspired and I'm in a really good place. So for me, I've learned that I don't have to be in a bad place to step back. I should be in a good place, step back, look at everything that I'm doing, reevaluate what I'm doing. Am I happy? Am I going on the right track? And then I can come back feeling so refreshed, feeling so happy. And then I'm ready then to give my all to my clients. And naturally, that means that I have to switch off, that I have to pull back from social media, from being on my phone a lot, you know, and from just being that person that I'm giving myself totally to my clients, which I love doing, but I also need to give myself totally to me sometimes too. And that's what I want to push on to you guys today listening to this, is that maybe you're a mother, maybe you're a wife, a girlfriend, a friend, a whatever you do in your job. Whoever you are to other people, make sure that you're also being something to yourself. So for me, that will mean a couple of weeks of exploring a new place. It's not lucky. This is because I've worked hard. I'm able to treat myself to these things and to be able to go on these trips and do these things and live this lifestyle that actually I can afford to take a couple of weeks off in August and be able to see the world a little bit. But it does also mean that I will get up early still. I'll get in my daily workout. I'll be able to meditate a little bit more. And this all sounds very idealistic. I still have those nights where I have a couple too many wines, for sure. But, you know, it's just finding that balance, I guess, for me on my holiday to be able to then come back and feel refreshed. So whatever it feels like for you, whether it's an afternoon, an hour, the morning, whatever, make sure that you're checking in with yourself and you're not just being this person for everybody else, but you're also being that person for yourself. And this naturally comes onto my next subject, actually, that how to motivate yourself to do things. So the total other side of the coin, I guess, is that, you know, if we work for something, that is okay. And I touched on this a little bit on episode one, and I got a lot of feedback from this from people saying, you know, you know what you want to do, so it's easy for you. And this is always one of those excuses, actually. And I hate the word excuses, but there really is another word to describe this. It's an excuse. It's your way of saying she has this and she has that, so it's easier for her. But you have to remember that everybody in this life, whether successful, whether they're on their journey, whether they're just scratching the surface, whether they're working in McDonald's, whether you're a cleaner, whether you're whatever you are, is that actually, you know that you've probably got more potential, whatever that is. I didn't know that I wanted to be a PT until, 25-ish, I guess. And that was only by accident. I did this qualification for myself. And it was only when I started to train a couple of friends that I thought, oh, I'm actually quite good at this. I really like it. And then it became a bit more of a passion. That's not to say might not want to do this forever. This might not be my thing for the rest of my life. And I'm open and adaptable to change. So whatever you're doing now, know that you don't have to have something in your head where you think, I really want to do that. You might have no clue what you want to do. And I was talking to a client actually a few weeks ago, and she said, I really want to do my own thing, but I don't know what. And that's a common thing with a lot of people. So you're not on your own, number one. Number two, do some soul searching. As cliche as this sounds, what makes you happy? And what makes you tick? What makes you, oh my goodness, I'm so excited to do that? It could be anything. It could be going to see your neighbor's dog. Okay, animals. You might be going into some sort of animal career or whatever it is, dog walking, something like that. You might be really good or really like cooking. You might want to do something with that. Or if you just want your job to be a job and then you enjoy all the other sides of your life as well, your personal life, that's also okay. So you don't have to strive for a career, a job to make the world a better place if that doesn't make you happy. And that is totally, totally fine. Sometimes we just have to be aware that everybody is different. Look internally instead of externally. Are you doing something that makes you happy? Don't just try and tick the boxes of what society tells you you should do. You know, we're all guilty of following those Instagram accounts that are like, you know, work hard and have this and money and lifestyle. If you're happy with your job right now and it's not considered the most amazing job in the world to other people, but you're happy, my God, I'm so happy for you. Go for it. Really, just stay at it. And just be happy, you know, whatever that looks like for you, it looks like different for everybody. So, but what I do get often saying this as well, obviously I'm just flipping this coin all over the place today. What I do get a lot is people that say, I have a problem, I have an issue, I have an excuse, I have a kid, I have this going on, I have that going on, I have this medical problem, that means that you can't do something. Now, I get people coming into the studio, and I'm not gonna lie, people aren't 100% motivated every day. And I don't want you to think, if you're listening to this podcast, that all my clients are like the happy clappy crew, because they're not. You know, we're real human beings with real life issues. And sometimes we have those days where they come in and they say, do you know what, Holly, I've just started my period and I'm feeling shit and I'm feeling bloated and I'm feeling hormonal and, you know, they're just not feeling it. Okay, I am there to adapt that session to them. They are still going to move. They're still going to feel like they have a workout, but maybe we'll ease off the abs today to help the cramps. Maybe we'll finish with a nice stretch to make sure that all those muscles in the stomach are stretched out, just to allow for less cramp on the period. Maybe the lower back is in pain. We can do some rolling moves afterwards. We can lift some weights. We can start slow, whatever it is. Maybe they just need to put the boxing gloves on and just thrash it out. But what I'm saying is, it's not always easy. And what happens is they come to me for that inspiration. But what I say to my clients a lot is that they walked through that door. They booked this session. They chose to come to me. I didn't go to them. Maybe one day if times are hard, but I'm not going to people saying, you need to train with me. They come to me because that is step one. And honestly, I'm so proud of everyone that's made that first step into something like training or therapy or whatever it is, something for yourself, because that is where the magic will happen. That is where the excuses will start to drop. Now, of course, when you've done that first step, comes step two, step three, step four. Step two for me would be the motivation to keep going, to keep it persistent, to get into a routine. So there's no point in going to a training session, getting one in, and then going, well, done it now, you know, it is what it is. Or if something's hard, to not go back. So, and I'm talking about training because that's my world, but this could be anything in your life. So you tried something, you didn't quite give it 100%, you didn't give it your all, and then you felt like you failed, and then you don't want to go back. Now, you have to be consistent with yourself. And I think excuses can be disguised as real problems and real issues. And the first step, we're going back to step one now, is to change that habit and recognize that you might need some help. So step two, being consistent enough, being persistent with yourself. Step three is when you can start enjoying that, is when you can start thinking, oh my goodness, I've really come through step one and two now. I'm so consistent. And now I need to keep going. I need to make this a habit. Now, to make anything habitual, that's a really nice word, isn't it? Habitual. To make anything habitual, you have to do it. Studies differ on this. And I was researching for this podcast a little bit, and some people say 22 days is a good time. Some people say 2 weeks. Some people say 6 weeks is a good time to make a habit. I would say in the middle a little bit, maybe a month, 4 weeks is a good amount of time to get a habit in your head that you're doing something and that is just part of your life. And once you've done that, then I promise you it becomes easier. A lot of people ask me about getting up early in the morning and how I do that. And honestly, it's just habit now. It's just a routine for me and I enjoy it. Those days where I do stay in bed at 9, 10 o'clock, which does happen, I'm then like, oh, I've kind of wasted my morning, you know? I really like that quiet time in the morning. I like to see the sunrise, especially when we're in such a beautiful place. Or I like just that time before everybody's woke up. And right now, you're probably thinking, well, maybe I can't do this because of this, this, and this. Are they really, really, really problems and issues, or are they just an excuse? Now, going to bed late, for example, I know that I'm not going to be jumping out of bed at 6 a.m. if I go to bed at 1 a.m. So I will just make sure that I'm in bed for 10, 10:30, and you know, I can watch a little bit of Netflix maybe, but I'm going to sleep. It's my downtime. My phone's in the next room. I'm switching off. That is how you make a habit. That is how you make this a lot more easy process. I then get up in the morning, I'll sometimes have a coffee, and I'll just open my blinds, my shutters, and I'm just, okay, this is my day, this is what I've got on. I'll kind of get it clear in my own head before I start. And that's like a ritual to me. That's the time in the morning that I need. Some days it doesn't happen. Some days I'm like, snooze, snooze, snooze. Oh my goodness, I've got 4 minutes to get out the door. So, but 90% of the time, this is my winning formula for me personally, that does work, that does make that a habit. Now, step four is to put all of those steps together and keep it going. So have a goal. Now, I would say have a goal in step one, two, and three, but a lot of the times our goals change once we become habitual. So once you've got into this habit of doing something for yourself, you can then think, okay, maybe I can add this in. Maybe I can feel a bit more better if I do this. And then it all becomes this process of step one, going out, doing something, recognizing that maybe you can change, maybe you can make your life better. Step two is being persistent with that, is making sure that every week that you're going, that you're recognizing that you should be there, that you should do something for yourself, that this needs to become a habit, whether it be a healthy eating, exercise, your job, whatever. And then going on to step three and four, which is making it habitual, and then step four, having these goals to then aim for to keep that habit going. So a lot of the time people do come to me with very different goals, and it does work to an extent, but also don't be scared to change those goals. I used to say when I was younger that by the time I'm 30, I'll own a house, I will probably be married, probably have kids, because honestly, that was what I was conditioned through different reasons, you know, through family, through education, through society, that is what I should do, that I should get married, have a house and have children by the time I'm 30. Now, I'm coming up to 30 this year, and there's no way either three are happening, and I'm fine with that. I am absolutely fine with that. And honestly, I'm actually quite relieved at that I didn't follow the norm. And for those of you now that are sat there going, well, I've got a house, I'm married and I've got kids, amazing. If that's what you wanted to do, I'm so happy for you. It just wasn't for me. And so many people are different. And you know what? If I would have done that 10 years ago, when I had the chance, you know, with ex-boyfriends or whatever, they had different goals to me, which is why a lot of the time it never worked out, because actually I wanted to something more. I always knew there was something more for me. I needed to be switched on more. I needed to be motivated more. And for me, that wasn't necessarily procreating at 20 years old. And that's okay, because that worked for me. Right now, I feel like I'm in a good place. I'm able to go away tomorrow and have a few weeks off, and I'm able to have the freedom of owning my business and then having that business change and maybe starting something new tomorrow or doing this podcast now. And it just works for me. Now, this isn't to say that by the time I'm 40, I won't be married with kids and have a house and have a mortgage, because that might be my goals then, you know, things might change. I might think, ooh, this is for me now. I really want to have a baby, or I really want to get married, or whatever. It's not set in stone. And a lot of the time people's beliefs are passed down, but they're also really ingrained into our head. I don't do this because we should or we shouldn't, or I do this because it is my view that I do this. And even political, I'm not going to talk too much about politics because, you know, the Brexit thing. but a lot of the time, you just vote for someone because you always have, and you just vote for someone because you're from a certain area, or you have these things in your head because of bullshit stuff. And you can change. You can change your mind. You can always, always change. And I remember a few years ago, someone who I actually went to college with, I met up and I'd not seen her for years. And she said, oh my goodness, you really changed. And I was like, oh my God, thank you. Thanks so much. I've been working really hard. And you know what? I have changed a lot. And then she looked at me like, well, that wasn't really a compliment. And okay, so I've changed from her idea of what I used to be. So I used to be this, especially with this girl in particular, I used to be this party girl, this girl that would every weekend be, let's go out, let's do something, let's do really naughty stuff that we should not have been doing. And all of a sudden, I was like, so like, I've just finished my PT. I was really sick a few years ago and I've just changed my life. And now I'm moving abroad and now I'm going to do this. And I was just this, I had this new lease of life almost. And for some people, they can't handle that from you. So another thing I will say, another subject, another tip is to surround yourself with people that do accept that you're going to change, that do accept that you want to change, that you want something more or less or whatever, or you want to stay the same in your life, but that they can accept whichever one you choose. So if I said next week, you know what, I'm really broody at the moment, I really want to have a baby, I think some of my friends would be like, are you sure? Is this really, really okay? But at the same time, if they knew that that is actually what I wanted, they would support that. So just make sure that when you're surrounding yourself with people, which is 100% a choice who you're around in your personal life, that those are the people that are going to spur you on to be happy, to invite change, to come along on this journey with you, and you on theirs as well. And just being open to the fact that everybody is going to change, and that's absolutely okay. Comfort zones. How do you feel about them? How does that word make you feel? Is that word something that triggers something with you, being in your comfort zone? I think sometimes in some aspects of life, a comfort zone is a very nice, safe place to be. But it's so true what they say, that nothing comes from being in your comfort zone. You can't necessarily move forward in your comfort zone. Now, I write down a few things before I do a podcast, just so that I don't go off on too much of a tangent. And the comfort zone has got a lot of things coming off it. And I think for me, actually, doing this, it sometimes opens a few triggers for me. And my comfort zone has been well and truly activated over the last 15 years, I'd say, even when I was a teenager, that this comfort zone is a really nice place to be in, isn't it? It's a really nice thing to, at the end of the day after work, think, oh, I'm not going to go to the gym. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put on a load of baggy clothes so that I don't feel bad about myself. I'm going to lie on the couch. I'm going to order a takeout. I'm going to have a few beers, a pizza. I'm going to watch something crap on Netflix, and that's fine, and this is just what I need to do. And the next day I'm going to do the same. And the next day I'm going to do the same, because that's my comfort zone. And I'm not going to push myself at work, because why should I? I'm still getting paid the same. And this was my life, by the way. This isn't just some made up story. This was actually my life. The weekend comes, I'd go to my mum's maybe, I'd do the same stuff, I would shop at the same supermarket, I would, because everything was comfortable. Everything was fine. And the first time I got pushed out of my comfort zone was obviously with the heart and lung thing, where I was way, way past my comfort zone, which completely freaked me out. But in a more positive aspect was when I started exercising. And actually being terrified to be out of breath, mainly because I was scared to be out of breath because of my lung thing, but also because I'd never really felt that before. I'd never really felt that push of lifting another weight or doing another burpee or squatting more or whatever, or running that little bit faster. And that comfort zone was a real one to smash out of, and it took a long time. And a lot of my girls or guys come into the studio and they have a lot of these comfort zones that they're scared to push past. And I think a lot of excuses can happen in your comfort zone. You can say, well, you know, I'm a mum, I'm this, I'm that, I'm the other, and there's no way I can go and work out right now because, you know, all of these bullshit excuses. Or there's no way I can actually nourish my body or learn a little bit more about living a plant-based lifestyle because, well, we've always eaten meat or we've always done it this way. And that's your comfort zone. That's where I want you to smash out of. And you don't have to do this in such a dramatic way as I did. You know, I don't encourage you to get blood clots and start having this major life overhaul. But what I do encourage you to do is to think to yourself, okay, do you have a comfort zone? Are you going to work every day not fulfilled, feeling like a robot, feeling like you're not getting something from it, but you're just keeping it anyway because, you know, well, I need to pay the bills. Okay, that's your comfort zone. There is other jobs out there. You make a choice every day. You make a choice to go to that job. You make a choice not to look for other jobs. You make a choice not to put yourself out there in case you're going to get rejected. You're scared of that motion. Bullshit. Pull yourself away. Pull yourself away from this constant can't, because you can. You really can. I promise you, you can. And I think most of my listeners right now are in kind of civilized countries, I hope, that we do have the freedom to be able to do that for now. And we're so lucky. People fought for this, especially the women listening. I think a lot of my listeners are women. And you know what? People fought for our right to even work, to even have this vote. Don't waste it. Be able to go out now and think, right, I want to live. I want to I want to create this life. We're all going to be dead in like 100 years. We're all going to be dead for sure. So, well, except me, because I might get frozen, but that's a whole other thing. but yeah, you know, this life is temporary. Everything is temporary. So please get out of that comfort zone that you have put yourself in, whether that be with your job, with your fitness, with whatever else. There are people out there that can help. There are steps that you can take, and I promise you it is worth it. And I just want to mention as well that you don't have to be fully motivated and driven and this, oh my goodness, I'm owning my life, my world, everything all at once, because you're going to get overwhelmed. You're going to unmotivate yourself by doing that. Just little steps every day. Maybe instead of taking the bus tomorrow, you take a completely different route. Instead of, you know, going to the same supermarket, you go to a totally different one. Instead of having your same old breakfast tomorrow, you do some, I don't know, some cinnamon overnight oats tonight for the morning. And just little things like that, it brings you out of your comfort zone. It makes you realize, it switches on that part of your brain that thinks, oh, this is new, this is exciting, also a bit scary, but also I'm gonna push through it and feel good. And it's just little steps like that that will build up to bigger moments. So I don't want everyone messaging me tomorrow like, I've quit my job, what now? So you can take smaller steps to making sure that you are happy and you are pushing through those barriers. And I just want to talk about then checking in with yourself as well. You know, a lot of the time, some people are happy where they are and they don't want to push themselves. And you know what? If you are actually genuinely, genuinely happy with your life in a job that you don't particularly like, but it pays the bills, and you go home and you're in this routine, by all means, stay in it. All I'm giving you now is offering you a way out, another opportunity, another life. I feel like in this life, say what, an average lifespan, 80, 90 years, I reckon. I don't know, stats maybe. Anyhow, in that 90 years, let's say, you can have so many lifetimes. And that's so exciting to me that I really want to move and live in different countries and focus and meet new people as well. You know, it's not to say that I don't carry some people over on these new lives, but what I do want to do is meet new people, see new things, experience new ways of life, and just enjoy that journey of being able to have so many lives in 90 years, hopefully, that we all live that long. And I think what motivates me as well is that actually everything is so temporary and everything is takeawayable. That's not a word. Everything is able to be taken away at the split second. And you know, the last few weeks I've had a few friends with some different news that has really actually shook them and shook me at the same time, and things that are really quite traumatic that makes you realize, my goodness, life is so, so, so short. And you just have to acknowledge that. And I used to get really anxious about dying and about this whole death situation. And I think I might do a podcast on that in the future with someone else about kind of dying and whether we believe in the afterlife, and we'll get all spooky. But at the same time now, I feel like that can also, my being scared of that is now my motivation that, yeah, I could just walk outside now and die. And as morbid as that sounds, it also makes me think, right this second, I'm doing this podcast and it's making me really excited and I'm happy. And this is exciting. I go away tomorrow on my holidays and yay, you know. And even those days where I go to the studio or whatever and I'm not feeling 100% motivated, I'm thinking, right, well, why? Check in with myself. I know I'm going to have great sessions. I know I'm going to feel good. And I'm striving towards what I want to do here. I'm doing it. I'm doing what I wanted to do. Never did I dream that I would be here a few years ago. And generally speaking, I'm very happy. Of course, we all have downtimes, but at the same time, you are striving for what you want, for what makes you happy and what keeps you ticking, and also just ignites different parts of your brain. If you're in a routine, you tend to kind of dig rivers in your brain that can become kind of easy flows. You're just igniting the same bit of your brain all the time. If you do something different, even if it's a new route or whatever it is, you're igniting different parts of your brain. So you're kind of waking yourself up. And remember what I always say, the most important muscle in your body is your brain. So let's work it. Let's make it happy. Let's switch it on, give it some endorphins and some happiness and some motivation as well. So I wanted to keep it nice and short and sweet today and just leave you into August feeling a little bit more motivated, a little bit more like you can. I believe in you. You should 100% believe in yourself and I'm here for you. Please get in touch if you liked this podcast and if you like what I do. I would be so, so happy to hear from you and have a fantastic August. Make sure you're dropping some of those excuses and you're motivating yourself and remember those steps that we talked about before. If I can do it, you can do it, and I fully believe in you. Thank you guys for listening and have the best August ever.